y'all had come to Texas to start our lives anew. We'd come to DeWitt's Colony, our futures to pursue. And after all our travels, we swore no more to roam. Thus neighbor clove to neighbor, now Gonzales was our home. We'd all pledged our allegiance as wards of Mexico, defending Constitution, resisting any foe. But then came Santa Anna, a despot ever cruel, to take away our rights as men beneath his bitter rule. A soldier brought his rifle to Adams on Walt's door. Its butt would fell for Jesse McCoy lay on the floor. News of the altercation spread wildly through the land. No more could we appease them as we vowed to make a stand. Now only our small cannon kept savages at bay. Though spiked its loud report had chewed the thieves away. So why would Santanistas set loyalty aside, if not to form their tyranny and rob us of our pride? Lieutenant Castaneda, with 400 men, demanded we surrender our cannon there and then. The cannon had been buried in Davis Orchard land. No parley with Alcalde gave us time to form a stand. The river was well swollen, all boats and ferries gone. Though modest was our muster, we held the bank we're on. Our old 18 were ready, our cannon now restored. The cry of come and take it then was hurled across the ford. The Mexicans upriver at old Dick Williams Field, our numbers now 200, we knew the foe must yield. We ferried across the river with cannon through the fog, our presence then detected by the yapping of a dog. A stray shot found my brother, not badly, heaven's thanks. Then Castaneda parley in full view of the ranks. No compromise was stricken, and so will Colonel Moore. He bat the cannon loaded, soon we'd hear its mighty roar. The Battle of Gonzales was won with just one shot. Our old 18 had rallied and gave more than they got. The Lexington of Texas, the battle flag unfurled. The story we still tell, the Texas shot heard round the world. The Battle of Gonzales would be known throughout the world.